What better way to get back to things than with our beloved Rebbe, the Degel Machaneh Ephraim, Zecher Tzadik, B'Kadosh L'Vracha. Okay, Bereshis, first piece. Bereshis Bara Elokim. Bereshis Bara Elokim. L'havin psichas Torasenu Akadosha B'milas Bereshis. In order to understand why the Torah begins with the word Bereshis. Dinei David HaMelech Alav HaShalom Amar Toras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Hashem's Torah is Tamima, is perfect, is whole, is complete. It's Meshivas Nafesh, it restores the soul. V'tzarech lahavin shaychu zeh shi Tamima u'meshivas Nafesh. So what exactly is the relationship between the fact that the Torah is perfect and complete and that it restores your soul? What does one have to do with the other? V'ayinin hu kach, ki yadua ma shekasu b'zohar HaKadosh, kutshibrichu v'oraisa v'nishmaseyan di Yisrael kulachat. The Zohar writes in Parshas Acharei Mos, that Hashem and His Torah and the souls of the Jewish people are all one. They're all connected. Hashem, the Torah, and the Jewish people are one. V'yesh l'havinza. So let's understand what that means. What does it mean? We talk about this all the time. We quote this Zohar. Zohar Acharei Mos, Daf Ayin Gimel. What's the pshat? Hashem and the Torah and the Jewish people are one. So what? Yesh l'havin ze ki chayus Yisrael hu kiviyachol me'atzmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Jew is able to draw his vitality from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That much we know. We know that God keeps us alive. Hashem sustains us. Hashem gave us a neshama. Kmo shekasev v'yipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem blew into us. Gracious Parag Beis, Pasuk Zion. Hashem blew into us a spirit of life. V'isa klum adam nofeach ela me'atzmuso. And when a person blows, you're blowing a breath of air from where? From within oneself. It's a line from early Kabbalistic sources. Man de nafach mitoche nafach. One who blows, blows from within. Take a breath, you inhale. When you exhale, right, so something, that breath which has touched, so to speak, your core, is now being transferred, as it were, to someone else. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew a spirit of life into us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was blowing some of His essence into us. V'zos HaTorah Hu HaAdam. And the Torah is also synonymous with a person, meaning just like a person is built by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my chios, my life force, comes from Hashem. So too, the Torah is what sustains me. L'kach yesh baramach mitzvos asei, u'shasa mitzvos lo sasei, can I get a vara v'gidav shel Adam? And that's why a person has, the Torah has 248 positive commandments, 365 lo sasei, corresponding to the 248 evarim, limbs of a person, and the 365 gidim, the 365 primary sinews of a person. Kamo shekasev b'pasuk, zos haTorah Adam v'gomer. The pasuk says, zos haTorah, this is the Torah, Adam ki yamas ba'al, if a person dies in a tent, in Parshas Chukas. But the way he's reading the pasuk is, zos haTorah Adam, this is Torah, a person. A person is Torah. You're made out of Torah. Your 248 limbs correspond to 248 mitzvot asei. Your 365 gidim, which tie together the body, correspond to the 365 losase of the Torah. Mamish hu atzmas ha'adam. That the Torah is itself, mamish, literally, atzmas ha'adam, the essence of a person. Which means that in accordance with your connection to Torah, you will exist. And the more, God forbid, a person detaches or distances himself from Torah, he's negating his life. Disconnect from Hashem, disconnect from Torah, and you're disconnecting from yourself. So we see that the Torah and Hashem and the Jewish people are all one. And therefore what? Nimtza kishitzarech lahashiv nefesh mi Yisrael. So when you want to restore a Jewish soul, hein beruchnis hein begashmis. Now here's the chiddush. If I showed you a Jew and I said, this Jew, he's spiritually disconnected. What should we do to help him? The answer is very simple. Teach him Torah. reconnect him to Torah and mitzvos. Right? If he's spiritually lost, that's the medicine. Here's the chiddush. If a person is physically not in a proper state of balance or equilibrium, Torah also is the response. Look what he writes here. Again, I'm reading the words again. Kishitzarech lahashiv nefesh mi Yisrael. If you want to restore a Jewish soul, hein beruchnias, hein begashmias. Whether it's true spiritually or even physically, i'efshir lahashiv ki'im bekutcha brichu uvaraisa asher misham anuchayim. You have to realize that when things are going wrong, even in our physical lives, it's because of a lack of connection to Hashem and to Torah. And if you'll say, but I am connected to Hashem and I am connected to Torah, why is Hashem putting me through this difficulty? It must be that Hashem wants you to be more connected to Him and more connected to Torah. And if you'll tell me, what do you mean? Sometimes I have a headache and instead of learning, I just take Advil and it makes my problems go away. We see with our own eyes that sometimes a person is able to restore the chole through medicine or through shemos, the kamiya or segulos, whether it's natural medicines or whether it's some type of spiritual medicines that are other than just studying Torah. Al karach shehei mamash haTorah. It must be that those things are themselves Torah. What does that mean? Ki akol nichlal b'Torah. It must be the Torah has granted, deep idea, the Torah has granted Tylenol the ability to make you feel better. The Hainu Elokus Urafuos Usugulos Vashemos Vales Ba Chaser Klum. That somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, through the power of Torah, allowed certain things in the natural world to work. It's not such a chiddush. Because Istakul Ba'araisu Bara Alma. When Hashem created the world, He looked in the Torah and created the world. That means that anything that exists in the world, any type of medicine, any type of technique of healing, has its roots in Torah. Which is important to think about. It's important to try to figure out sometimes what those connections are, or at least to just acknowledge those connections, to know that it's true. To know that nothing works in this world without Torah. Everything that exists in the world is through Torah. And therefore what? So let's keep going. Ve'im haya ha'amuna tekua tamid b'leiv kol b'nei adam b'Hashem v'haya Hashem miftacho. So now if a person was on such a level that I don't need to conceal Hashem in a little pill that I take to cure my illness, in other words, if I believed in Hashem as much as one can or should, if I could have amuna in Hashem to the same degree that I believe that my Advil will clear my headache, to believe that Hashem can take care of my headache, if I would rely entirely on Hashem, bevadai lo hayitzarech lerefuos o lishum dava rak lechesedel, then I wouldn't actually need to take the medicine. You see from the psukim in the Torah when it talks about medicine and healing, it's very iffy. You see how Chazal deal with it. Now again, halacha lemaisa, we believe in doctors, we go to doctors. But when you read quotes like from Rabbi Nachman, where he spoke so much against going to doctors, right? For certain tzaddikim, they were on a place where they didn't need doctors. They were able to be above doctors, where that's how they chose to live. Right? When you see the Torah says, V'rapo yirape, that the Torah has granted, the Gemara says, Mika nitein l'rishus, from the fact that the Torah says, if someone's injured and he shall be healed, in Parshas Mishpatim, you see from here, the Torah has given permission for doctors to heal. Permission, it's a funny lashon. Because you might have a havamina, the Rishonim explained, that there is no permission to heal. If Hashem made someone sick, they have to be sick. And if someone's going to heal, let God heal. Again, because of our lower levels of amun and bitachon, we have to sometimes receive the assistance from Hashem by way of a doctor of flesh and blood. But ideally, look what he says here. If a person's amun was on such a level, if my bitachon was on such a level, lo hayitzarech l'refuo, so shum davar rak l'chesed kel, I would only need God's divine assistance. I wouldn't need anything else. O al yedei tefila l'or chesed kel yisbarach alav l'ashivas nafsho. If I was really desperate, then I would need to daven maybe. You know, to like try to get it going. O al yidei limud Torah kadosha, or through learning. Kemosha kasev lechol besaro merape, like the pasuk says in Mishlei, that Torah is healing to all flesh. The Gemara says, a person has a headache, you should learn Torah. A person has a stomachache, you should learn Torah. A person, your back hurts, you should learn Torah. For everything, you should learn Torah. That's what the Gemara says. But because of our lack of deep connection to Hashem and His Torah, we sometimes, again, need to use the more natural methods that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has programmed into the world. So David HaMelech comes along in Tehillim chapter 19. It says, let me at least tell you the truth. You may not be able to live this way, but the truth and the ideal is the realization that what? Torah's Hashem Temima. Hashem's Torah has everything. It's the best medicine. It has all of the qualities of all of the best medicines without any of the side effects. The Torah is perfect and complete. It is filled with all of the wisdom of the world. It is the source of all healing, physical and spiritual. Hada bay kule bay kanizkar la'el, within it all is within. Ulakach meshivas nafesh. So now we understand what David HaMelech said. Torah Hashem Temima. If you understand and really believe that Hashem's Torah is perfect and complete, then meshivas nafesh, then it will restore your soul. Again, whether that's an emotional illness or a physical illness or a spiritual illness. Again, if we knew how to use Torah in the right way, we wouldn't need anything else. We don't know how to use it in the right way, so obviously we have to be responsible in learning a piece like the Degel Bach and Ephraim here. And therefore we should. Our poskim would tell us, you should go to a doctor today. You'd be foolish not to go to a doctor today. Person has to know his madrega. But at the same time, I have to remind myself when I go to the doctor is a Shliach Hashem. The doctor only has permission to heal. The doctor only has permission to try to help my situation. There are many tzaddikim who rebuked doctors who said, you know, there's nothing we can do for you. Or you're going to die from this illness in 3 months. Or 6 months. Or within a year. And the tzaddikim responded, you don't have permission to say that. You don't have permission to assign death sentences. You barely have permission from the Torah to try to help me to get better. You don't have permission. Only Hashem decides how long I live. Right? So you have permission to heal. You don't have permission to assign death sentences. And there are countless stories of people who were told by doctors A, B, or C, and they said, you don't decide, God decides, and they, you know, lived another 20 years. It's in Hashem's hand. The doctor has to be careful not to overstep in terms of his permission to comment on the well-being of a person. But again, what an amazing idea. Torah Hashem Temima Meshiva Snafesh. The whole Echa Lafi Mashamam in Bo. To whatever degree we attach ourselves deeply to Torah, it will sustain us. Avalakol hi al yidei HaTorah Kenizkar Le'el. That's why you have two Gemaras. You have a Gemara in Shabbos and a Gemara in Makos. A person can't die at the exact moment that they're learning Torah. David HaMelech, the Gemara in Shabbos, says, knew the day he was going to die. And he kept learning Torah. And the Malach Malas couldn't kill him. At the moment he was involved and directly involved in the study of Torah, he couldn't be killed. The Malach caused him to stumble and to stop studying Torah, and then when he stopped for a second, he was able to kill him. Similar Gemara in Maseches Makos, where the Malach Malas cracked a tree branch outside, startled the Amoraim, I believe, and then he was able to kill him. But at the exact moment a person is mukusher to Torah, you're connected to life itself. It's impossible to encounter death when a person is at that exact moment attached to life. So therefore, to whatever degree we attach ourselves to Hashem and Torah, it gives us chiyus, physical and spiritual. Aval hakol hi al yedei HaTorah kenizkar el. But again, it all comes from the Torah, as we've been explaining. B'zeh yesh lefarish. With this we can explain the opening word of the Torah, Bereishis. Okay, with this we can understand what Bereishis stands for. Okay, interesting remez here. It's not... See what he says. Not the, you know, some of them are very. Some tzaddikim when they say Ramazim, they say it very precisely. And sometimes you could just, you know, everything's in the Torah, so you can say it how you want to say it. This is a sort of type of remez. V'zei yesh lafarish gam kein b'psichas haTorah, Beramezes lezeh b'milas bereishis. What does the word bereishis stand for? He says bereishis stands for Rashi Tevos b'Torah yesh. He says the aleph is elokus, reish is refuos, shin is shemos. For those who are osik in shemos hakadoshim, right? That's a shin if it's a yamin. If you also a shin also is written without a dot, so it could be a sin, even though it's pronounced bereishis. But it could be a sin, right? And sin and samach are interchangeable, so that's segulos. And the tav stands for tamima. Okay. Hainu b'nei shehi tamima, because the Torah is tamim, it's complete, it's tamima, so it has within it all of elokus and all of the refuos and all of the segulos and all the things that a person could want or need in this world. Raknikra shleimus kol davar ha-machaya beruchnis v'gashmias. It's not lacking anything, it's tamima. And again, if it's complete, it means it has to be complete in all dimensions, physically and spiritually. So the Torah has everything that a person could desire in this world. What was I reading over Yantiv? There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's recommended that a person have pas shachris. A person should have bread for breakfast. So there's an interesting discussion if a person... If a person learns Torah, some tzaddikim said that when they learned Torah, they felt full afterwards. And Torah sometimes is called lechem. So can a person, I saw it a sefer, a discussion, can a person be mekayim, the Gemara's recommendation of eating bread for breakfast if a person has a good portion of Torah in the morning? Okay, so most of us, right, even if we learn Torah in the morning, still need to eat real food. Right? But who's to say what real food is? For tzaddikim, they felt full after learning Torah. Wild idea. So again, it's all there. The Torah could sustain a person. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, 40 days, 40 nights, he writes in Parshas Ekev, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. He didn't need to. He was so mekusher to Torah that he didn't need food. It's a strange idea. That's a very strange idea. To us, at least. Right? But it's true. Torah is Hashem Tamima. The Torah has within it food, it has medicine, it has advice, it has everything a person needs. Baruch Nias Uvagashmas. Again, halavai, we should be on a level to even believe such an idea, let alone to experience such an idea. Okay, let's turn to the piece that begins Od Yesh Lomar Bereishis Bar Elokim. We're going to skip ahead three or four pieces. The one where he quotes the Baal HaTurim.
See
it? Od Yesh Lomar, which piece is it? It's on the
second
floor
on the page.
Yeah, where is that? Second floor on the page. Yeah, the middle one on page 10. The right column. The middle passage. Okay. Od Yesh Lomar, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Sofei Tevos Emes. It's well known that the first three words of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, the last three letters spell out Emes. Nizkar b'Baal HaTurim is already found in the writings of the Baal HaTurim. V'targum Yerushalmi al Bereishis b'chachmisa. In the Targum Yerushalmi on Bereishis, the word Bereishis is translated b'chachmisa, with wisdom. Bereishis bar Elokim, Hashem created the world b'chachmisa, with wisdom. So explains the Degamach and Ephraim, if Bereishis bar Elokim, Hashem created the world with wisdom, and the last three letters of those three words, Bereishis Bara Elokim, is MS, it teaches us a very simple thing. V'hu remez, she'i efshar lavo lamidas MS, ki yami she'esh bo chachma. It's impossible for a person to come to the truth of things without study, without chachma. You need wisdom. If I don't have wisdom, then I can't come to the MS. Moshe MS, v'saraso MS. Moshe who taught us the Torah, Moshe who learned the most Torah. We say about him, Moshe Emes, Visaraso Emes. You can't be an Emesdic person if you don't, right? So you say, what do you mean? Why do I need to learn Torah to be Emesdic? Because your Emes is what Hashem wants from you. That's the Emes of your life. It's the Emes of your soul. If you don't learn Torah seriously, so then how could you possibly know the Emes of your life? So that's what's hinted to in the very opening words of the Torah. Bereishis b'chachmasa, one who has chachma can come to emes. Aval mishu hu shote, he efter klal sheyavo l'olam l'bechinas emes. But a person who's foolish, You can't be emistic. You say, what do you mean? I'm not such a learned person, but I'm an emistic guy. What do you mean? How do you know you're an emistic guy? Mehechi tesi that you're an emistic guy. How do you know? I don't even know what God expects of me. So how could I claim that I'm living an emistic life? V'chein lehevich. The opposite is also true. That mishu medabik es atzmo lebechinas emes, umerachik atzmo b'chol yecholtum in a sheker. The reverse is also true. That if a person tries to be a truthful person, in the simple translation of the word, and he distances himself from falsehood, so then it becomes easier to acquire what? To acquire wisdom. But if a person is still clutching at lies that they know is simply not true, they're holding on to certain false notions, then it becomes difficult for a person to come to true chachma. We all have certain things in our life that we know are shaker, that I don't really need in my life. I could live without it. But for whatever reason, I choose to hold on to it. But that makes it harder for me to acquire chachma. When I live in a world of fantasy, it becomes hard for me to be mekusher to a world of Torah Sevas. So to whatever degree a person learns, it becomes easier to identify the MS, and the reverse is also true. The more honest I am, the more brutally honest I am in my activities and all my dealings, the easier it'll become to attach myself to Chachma. Okay? A simple word of Musar that we have to really think about. Let's keep going with the next piece. Odi Yeshlomer. Bereshis bar Elokim, al derech shamarti al pasuk, umosha Allah el ha'elokim. Bereshis bar Elokim, we can perhaps explain, similar to the way I explained elsewhere in Parshas Tetzaveh, that Moshe was Allah El Elokim. Moshe went up to Elokim. What does it mean to go up to Elokim? Hainu shekol aliyos of Shomosha hayirak shiyeh b'chinas Elokim. That everything that Moshe was striving for, up is right. We all want to go up. Everyone wants to go up in life. I want to go up in my skills, in my knowledge, in my career. I want to advance. That's what it means to go up. So when Moshe went up, he was only interested in going up in one direction, one category. Moshe Allah El Elokim. Moshe only wanted to advance in his what? In his godliness. He wasn't interested in getting the bigger job for more money. That didn't interest him. He only wanted to have greater success when it came to Inyanei Elokim. Hainu al yedei his dachachus chomro. Namely, that means the refinement, his dachachus, zach, pure, refined. He wanted to purify and to refine his chomer, his physicality. Venaso kulo tsura, and to become more, what? To become more tsura. Chomer is the raw materials. Tsura is when you've molded it into something. So as human beings, we start off very raw. And the goal is to constantly take our bodies with our souls and to refine ourselves, to make ourselves more into a identifiable image of godliness, and not just to be that lump of dirt from which Adam Rishon was created. Shuchayis or Elokim, again, namely to live a life that is one that is in the presence of Hashem. Al zeha derech yishlomer gam kein shemrami's a pasuk vizos habracha asher berach Moshe isha Elokim. We just finished the Torah. Vizos habracha, this is the blessing, asher berach Moshe isha Elokim, that Moshe, the godly man, blessed. He's called an isha Elokim. Amazing term. But explains the Dagmach and Ephraim, no, that was his bracha. Zos habracha asher berach Moshe, you know what bracha Moshe gave the Jewish people? Isha Elokim. That you can be an isha Elokim. It's not saying that he was an isha Elokim. This is the bracha that Moshe gave to each and every one of us. Isha Elokim, live a divine life, live an inspired life. Like it says in Parashas Mishpatim, Anche Kodesh Tiyunli. Be holy people. The Kotzke Rebbe said, God has enough angels. God doesn't need angels. God needs holy human beings. Anche Kodesh. Menschlich Helig. To be human and to be holy at the same time. So Moshe blessed the Jewish people. I'm not asking you to be a malach. I'm not asking you to be a malach. I'm asking you to be a human being who's striving for divine connection. You don't have to, people think, you know, I'm a human. I can't be, how can I be such a good Jew? I'm a human being. Hashem says, that's exactly what I'm asking of you. I'm not asking you to not be a human being. I ask you to be an inspired human being. Hainu zeu bracha shabirach Moshe Yisrael. This was the bracha that Moshe gave the Jewish people. Sheyuchlu lasos min ish, to be able to take the part of yourself that's an ish, shehu mora al chomer shenivra me'ayin liyesh. Take the part of yourself that's just human, she is hava bechinas elokim, and turn it into something elokim. Right? Humans are human existence is temporary. The godly part within us is eternal. So try to make yourself into an ish elokim. Try to take all the parts of you that make you an ish, and try to make them a little bit more divine, a little bit more elokim. Turn them into tsura, chomer and tsura. These are good terms to know. Comes up in a lot of Sifrei Machshava. Maharal speaks about it probably the most. He always talks about Chomer and Tzura. Chomer, again, is the raw material. Tzura is once you've fashioned it into something. So take the unrefined parts of yourself and constantly try to polish it, try to refine it, try to make it into something more spiritual, more holy. Hainu shiyashtavu lamadregaso ha'alyona lezachei chomrom shiyashave kulo or b'china selokim. Try to what? Try to line up your chumrias that it should be equal with your elokus. Again, turn the ish into an elokim. So again, we just learned two beautiful chassidish taich of two psukim. Right? We learned Moshe Allah el elokim, that all of Moshe's upward growth was trying to make himself more godly. And we also learned that when Moshe blessed the Jewish people at the end of his life, Zos HaBracha Shebirach Moshe, Moshe blessed us, that Ish Elokim, that we too should be able to take our physicality and elevate it. So how does this explain the first pasuk of the Torah? The Torah begins, Litein Eitza Lizeh Eich Lavo Lemashu Iker HaTachas. The Torah begins, Bereishis Bar Elokim, by giving us guidance how we can achieve our purpose. And our purpose is to take my life, which is guf and neshama, and to try to constantly make it more neshamadik. So says the Torah, Bereishis. How did we translate Bereishis? Again, the Targum Yerushalmi translates Bereishis b'chachmasa, with wisdom. Hainu, al yidei ha-chachma bara elokim. Not the way we usually translate Bereishis bara elokim. In the beginning, God created, which Rashi says is not the right way to translate. In the beginning of Hashem creating, okay, that's still a pashup shot, that's Rashi. It says the Dagmach and Ephraim, Bereishis, with Chachma, with wisdom, Bar Elokim. What's Bar Elokim? Who's Bar Elokim? It's not God created, but rather with the wisdom of Torah, Bar Elokim. You create godliness. Yochel kol Adam livro la'atzmo, shia bria chadasha hefech miyom hivaldo, that you can transform yourself. You don't have to be the same person that you were born from the day you were born. Right? As a child, you're much more aware of your physical needs than your spiritual needs. But Bereishis, with Chachma, with Torah, Bara Elokim, you could start transforming yourself into a godly person. Raklis Achid Valasas Mechomer Tzura, to begin to, again, to unify the parts of yourself, that my body and soul shouldn't be in constant conflict. But rather, I can transform my raw, unrefined part of my being into something refined, something purposeful, something thoughtful, something wholesome. V'lo yaboshum chomrius klal. And again, obviously, a person can reach the highest level like Moshe Rabbeinu, where he was such an ish elokim that his chomrius, that his physicality, was totally negated. Which is really an awesome pasuk at the end of the Torah. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu, he's 120 years old. And he's full of energy. His eyesight hasn't waned. His strength hasn't given out. He's full of strength. Why does Moshe die? Because Hashem says he has to die. But he was already living in an eternal type of way. And that's what Mashiach is. That's what Olam Haba is. I'm blurring the lines a little bit. But Olam Haba, the way that the Mekubalim, and the majority, I think, of those who discuss it explain, Olam Haba is the perfection of body and soul, living together for eternity. So you see that it is possible to take a body, a physical body, and to not have it be in constant conflict with the soul. So that's Moshe's bracha to us. As we conclude the Torah, Moshe blesses us, you should be an Ish Elokim. And as the Torah begins, the Torah tells us, how do you do that? Bereishis, with Chachma, through the study of Torah, Ish Elokim. Bereishis, Bar Elokim. That through what? That through Torah, Bar Elokim. You're constantly creating more godliness in your life. These are very important insights. Again, coming back to the Beis Medrash after a long break, it's really important for us to understand. The people who have a shaychus to learning Torah are the types of people who are going to live a life of emes, they're going to live a life of chachma, they're going to live a life of tmimus, they're going to live a life of elukus. I learned a lot of things already today. But you gotta put the time in. You gotta put the time in the Beis Medrash and take the Torah seriously and allow the Torah to change you, to transform you. Okay? All right, let's do the next piece. Vayara lukimus or kitov. Now we get a very, very famous teaching from the Baal Shem Tov. He discusses it here and in Parshas Tetzaveh, and again in his Drush L'Purim, so we'll see it a few times this year, God willing. But here it is. Vayar Elokim Esaur Ki Tov. Hashem saw that the light was good. V'yisa B'Medrash. Hashem saw that the light was good. Ki Tov. He saw that it was good for what? It was good away. It's a funny way to describe something as good. This would be a good thing to hide. Why did Hashem hide it? Vayar Elokim Esaur Ki Tov. The pasuk says Vayavdel. I'm just reading you Rashi. Rashi says, Ro she'eino kedai lishtamish bo rishayim. Hashem saw that this light was too good, and the wicked would abuse it, and therefore hivdilu letzadikim lasilava. Hashem hid the light for the tzadikim in the future. Explain the Baal Shem Tov, an amazing idea. Says the Medrash, Ki Tov Leganzo, God saw that it was good to conceal it. Uganazo letzadikim, and Hashem hid it for the tzadikim. Ubo mishtamshin tzadikim b'chol dor v'dor. And the tzadikim are not only waiting for Mashiach to come to be able to use this light, but rather the tzadikim have the ability to use it, in every generation. It was a light that Chazal say in the Medrash gave a person such a broad perspective. You could see everything. Misof ha'olam v'ad sofo. It was a light that you could see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. How did tzadikim sometimes know things that are happening on other sides of the world? How does tzaddikim see things? They're using this light, the Or HaGanuz. But wait, I thought it was hidden away. Where is it? How do they access it? So the Baal Shem Tov explained an amazing thing. And a lot has been written about this. Shamati me'adoni avi zekeni nishmaso eden zecher tzaddik levracha l'chayolam haba. Heichan nignaz ha'or ha'o. Where did Hashem hide this light? Where did he put it? It's just a metaphor. Hashem hid the light. What do you mean to hide the light? Where did he hide the light? So, my grandfather explained, Hashem hid it in the Torah itself. Hashem hid this light in the Torah itself. So what does that mean? So that means anyone who learns Torah has access to the Organos? Well, if it's just on the surface of the Torah, then it's not really hidden. Right? It's hidden in the layers, in the folds of the Torah, so to speak. The tzaddikim who learn the Torah deeply, as we learned in the first piece, see everything in the Torah. It's all there. You can read the Torah and think it's a history book. You can read the Torah and think it's a law book. Right? You could also read the Torah and see all of the secrets of creation and have an ability to understand and to see totally beyond the surface of this world. So the light of the Torah, the inner light of Torah, was hidden, right, in the Torah itself. It's an open secret. But again, most people don't know how to access the Torah to be able to see it, the same way most of us don't know how to read psukim and get rid of a headache. So we take medicine. But to realize that, that's exactly where it is, yeah.
I saw a piece from Rav Tzadok that it says or five times, it's five gracious, and
yeah.
Each one of them is corresponding to one of the
Yeah, yeah. The Medrash already has that idea. Or so they develops it, but the Medrash has that idea that there's five mentions of Or at the beginning of Chumash corresponding to the five books. Each one is an Or. Each one is Mamish, a big Or. Yeah. Yeah. It's a big word. V'lachein v'shtamshin tzaddikim b'chol dor v'dor b'orahu. And therefore the tzaddikim in every generation have access to this light. They can use it. They can look in the Torah, they can see things. You're like, well, wait, where'd you see that? Right? How did the tzaddikim know what was happening on the other side of the world? How did the tzaddik have the perspective of how things were going to play out before it even happened? Yesterday was the art set of the Ribnitzer. His new English biography they put out. He knew crazy things. How did he know these things? He had magic powers. He knew it from Torah. He knew everything from Torah. And the tzaddikim had the ability to see things and to know things, to understand things, because they had access to the light, the hidden light of creation, which was hidden in the Torah itself. Haynu al yedei ha-Torah sheyesh ba osa or sheyacholin l'estakel bo misofa olam vad sofa. That through the Torah, which contains within it that light, they have the ability to see from one end of the world to the other. Kamo shiro einai mamish kama maisios mashakosav l'dodi zakeni ha-manalach reb Gershom Kitover. La'eretz HaKadosha. He said, the Degabach and Ephraim says, I saw this firsthand. Look at this. Look what happened here. I saw by my uncle, Rav Gershon Kitover, by my great uncle, Rav Gershon Kitover. Eich shiro so b'shabes b'chutz la'aretz, u'maza also b'chutz la'aretz. My grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, knew things that were taking place with Rav Gershon Kitover. And he was able to say, oh, this is what happened on Shabbos, and here he was there, and he was in this place, he was in that place, and he wrote it down. And my relative of Gershon Kitover wrote back to the Baal Shem Tov, Shabbosa Shabbos asa eza gvir brismila b'chutz la'aretz. V'shalach acharav lios moa letzla. He said, oh, I saw you were by the brismila, and he wrote him this whole letter. He wrote from a great distance. How did you know what I was up to on that particular Shabbos at that time in that place? How did you know? So Gevir made a bris and he called them to. How did you know about that? So he's, the Derech HaRefaim says the tzaddikim have access. They see things. They know what's happening. They're sending letters back and forth, telling each other about what each one's been up to, but they're not in communication. How do they know? V'chahena v'chahena asher kotzer hayiria mehachil asher istakel mamish misofol matzofo. He says I would run out of paper if I tried to try to write down all the stories that I've seen by the Baal Shem Tov, telling people and knowing things. It's unbelievable. V'kol haya al yedei oso or shenignas b'Torah. And how do they know this? How do they know these things? By looking in the Torah. That's where the light of creation is. V'yesh lomer shezeh merumas kan b'pasuk, and that's hinted here in our pasuk. Ki abal turim peiresh es ha'or Bigamatria Batorah. The Baal Turim says, Bereishis Baruch Hu Kimei Shemayim Vesaretz. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light. Vayara Lokim Es Ha'or Kitov. And God then saw that the light was good. The Baal Turim says, Es Ha'or is Gematria 613. Gematria Batorah. What does it mean, Batorah? But based on what the Baal Shem Tov is explaining, says the Degamach HaRefaim, we know exactly what that means. Ba-Torah means that's where the light is. It is Ba-Torah, it's in the Torah. Nimtza mevor mamish v'pasuk, v'yar Elokim es ha'or ki tov. Hashem saw that the light was good, lignos, v'heichan gnozo, he hid it in the light itself. Es ha'or is gematria, Ba-Torah. Shu mispar es ha'or v'havein. So again, the more we study Torah deeply, the more perspective we have. On a simple level, on a simple level of understanding the nature of creation. And again, the deeper and deeper and deeper one delves into it, one is able to start to understand things and to see things that are taking place out of one's own Dalet Amos. Again, that's a very high level for tzaddikim. But it's true for us on a certain level also. Sometimes we read something in the Torah and all of a sudden we feel like we have a clarity, we have the advice that we were seeking on a certain issue. The Torah gives a certain clarity to a person. Okay, last piece for today. Let's do one more for today. Let's turn to the piece towards the end. Oye Amer Zeh Sefer told us Adam. I know there's a few pieces that start that way. V'nakdim Masha Amarti. Let's see.
Sefer told us Adam.
Yeah, we have Gimel on the right-hand column. Okay, last piece for today also. A very beautiful and famous piece in the Dagon Machane Ephraim. Okay, the Parsha says, Zeh Sefer told us Adam. And it lists the lineage of Adam Arishon. V'nakdim masha amarti on the Pasuk v'esir hachatos darosh darash. The Pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Esir hachatas darosh darash. After the death of Aaron's children, they had to figure out what to do with certain karbanos that were offered. Can they still be brought? Can they be eaten? So with regard to the Seir hachatas darosh darash, they made an inquiry. Says the Gemara, Isa b'Masores, we have Masores means a tradition. It's Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Lamed, that Darosh Darash Kan Chatzi Osios Shabbatorah. The midway point of the letters of the Torah is on these words, Darosh Darash. This is the midway point of the letters of the Torah. Darosh Darash. Okay. For homework, you can count it up and let me know. So a simple question. Obviously, it's part of Hashem's master plan that the Torah should get to the midway point in terms of letters on these words, Darosh Darash. Why? Why is this the midway point of the letters of the Torah? Why Darosh Darash? What's it hinting to? So, explains the Dagon Machane Ephraim. Yesh Lefarish. Ki yadua Torah shebichsav v'Torah shebaal peh hakol echad. A Jew knows that there are two Torahs which are one. There's Torah shebichsav and there's Torah shebaal peh, and they have to stay together. They have to work together. Ve'ein echad nifrad mechaveru klal, and one cannot distance itself from its friend at all. Ki iafshu lezeh b'lo zeh, because without Torah shebaal peh you can't understand Torah shebichsav. And vice versa. You need both. And they influence each other. Dehainu Torah Shebichsav Miskala Tzufuno Seha Al Yedei Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav Tzufuno Seha. Its secrets are revealed through Torah Shebaal Peh. I wouldn't know how to wear tefillin if not for Torah Shebaal Peh. V'Torah Shebichsav Below Torah Shebaal Peh Eina Torah Shlema. And therefore, if you have one without the other, it's an incomplete Torah. You need both parts. V'hu Rak Kmo Chatzi Sefer. And if you don't have the oral tradition, so the written tradition makes no sense. It's as if you only have half a book. You don't really know what Hashem wants. So Chazal come along and they clarify for us through Torah Shebaal Peh what Torah Shebaal Chsav actually means. Achabo Chazal v'darshu ha-Torah v'gilu dvar mastumim. That's what Torah Shebaal Peh is. Torah Shebaal Peh unlocks the secrets of Torah Shebaal Chsav. Ufa'amim heim okrin davar min ha-Torah. And at times it seems to almost flip on its head and contradict and uproot that which the Torah actually says. He says, I'll give you a simple example. Hainu b'inyan malchus. Like it says in the Torah, arba'im yakenu, you should give a person 40 lashes. No, everyone knows. The rabbis came along and said, 39, up to 40. 39. Uvo rabbanon uvatzru chada. The rabbis came along and they subtracted one. That's the famous Gemara in Makos on Daf Chav Beis, where Rava says how stupid people are. People stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they don't stand up for a Gavra Rabbah. They don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Don't you realize that the Torah is only as good as its interpreters? The Torah says 40. The rabbis say it means up to 40. Look at the power of the Chachamim. V'akol al yedei hofaz ruach kodshom. And of course, the rabbis do so through their koach of ruach hakodesh. Shofi aleihem, that has been bestowed upon them. And it's the Torah which grants permission to the Chachamim to interpret it in accordance with its rules, and they do so with great caution and with great Ruach HaKodesh. So the wholesomeness of Torah Shebichsav is dependent upon Torah Shebichsav. And therefore, if a person who says there's no such thing as a Kal V'chomer, or Shecholek, or Maimer Echad Mechazal, where a person says, I disagree with what Chazal said, I would have read the verse differently, I would have said, put your tefillin between your eyes. This is between your eyes, right? Right between your eyebrows. That's between your eyes. Person, God forbid, says such a thing. Ki ilu kofer b'toras Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom. If you reject the rabbis, then you've rejected the Torah. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, a person who, God forbid, is cholek on the interpretation of Chazal, right? It's as if you've rejected the Torah in its entirety. Ki akol toloi b'drushe Chazal. Because without Chazal's interpretations, where would we be? That's why it's so important to learn Torah Shavah Peh seriously, to learn Gemara seriously, to try to understand how Chazal think. Because if you have an outsider's perspective, it looks like, oh, they're just making stuff up. Rabbis are saying whatever they want. God forbid, it's done with unbelievable care and caution and sensitivity. And this again is the completion of Torah Shebichsav. So now, my friends, why is Darosh Darash the midway point of the Torah? V'zayish lefarish. Shebaha remez Darosh Darash heim chatzi osios Shebatorah. Darosh Darash is the middle point of the Torah. Why? Because Darosh Darash. Because until the rabbi's darshan, Darosh Darash, there's no Torah. There's only half a Torah. You hear what he's saying? Haynu ad shedarshu chazal einu nikras Torah shlema rachetzi. Then until the rabbis give their interpretations, we don't have a clue what the Torah means. How appreciative we have to be for Chazal, how respectful we need to be of the words, how seriously we need to study the words. Uvedrushe mamari Chazal nishlam haTorah lios nikras sefer shalim. It's only through our sages that the Torah, Shebichsav, becomes a complete work. V'chein b'chol dor v'dorshav heim ashlim en haTorah. And in every generation, each tzaddik and each gadol and each posek's psak halacha, an interpretation of halacha, those who have the authority to do so, and do so, again, with great caution, so that increases Torah Shebaal Peh, and that helps us to further understand Torah Shebichsav. As the world changes, as the physical world evolves in a certain sense and advances in a certain sense, and we need to understand new things and how does it fit with an ancient Torah, we need Chazal to darshan, to explain to us. We need our leaders in our time, each one to darshan and to make sense of the Torah. Ki haTorah nidreshes b'chol dor v'dor lefi ma shetzarach lo so ador. The Torah is interpreted in each generation according to the needs of that generation. Obviously done in a way that's emistic. Not just to mold the Torah to the times. Ulufi shorash nishmasan shal oso hador, and in accordance with the soul of that generation, kach Hashem yizbarach meyir einei chachmei hador ha'u b'toras v'kadosha. In accordance with what people need to hear in our times, the rabbis interpret for our times. Think about that. Think about the fact that we're learning a sefer Degel Machane Ephraim. There was a time period where the world didn't have a Degel Machane Ephraim. Hashem realized that at a certain point in history, we needed Degel Machane Ephraim. So Hashem allowed this tzaddik to magal certain interpretations of Torah, which can still inspire us to this day. Apparently in the 13th century, they didn't need it. In the 14th century, they didn't need it. In the 15th century, they didn't need it. We need it, so that's why we have it. Va'kofer b'zeh gam kein ki'ilu kofer b'torah chas v'shalom. Very strong. And a person who denies this is also like a person who denies the Torah. That's very strong. That means if there's people who try to reject a certain chiddush in Torah because they say, well, no, in the previous generation we learned it differently. And they don't allow the healthy, natural, appropriate progression of Torah thought, right? You're rejecting the drushos of the zman, of the time. So that's a form of kfira. V'chein re'isi v'sefer ha-kadosh. I saw in a holy book, Sheshem ha-meforosh ha-yimishtam shem ba-b'chol dor kol echad lefi dor lefi shorosh nishmasa. I don't really have any idea what that means, but apparently the Shem ha-meforosh, the name of Hashem, which of course is the Torah itself, is used in each generation by the tzaddikim of that generation in accordance with the essence of the soul of that generation. V'chein kol ha-torah kula shu shemosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so too the Torah in its entirety, which is the name of Hashem, is interpreted according to the generation. We know that David HaMelech is one of the personalities that corresponds to Torah Shebaal Peh, which is why, of course, in the Ushpizin, the last day of Sukkot, our last guest is David HaMelech, And many of the Svarim HaKadoshim say that Shmini Atzeres, and perhaps Simchas Torah, is also very much connected to David HaMelech. Think about David HaMelech dancing wildly in front of the Aron, as his own wife Michal is criticizing him. But that's the avod of Simchas Torah, to dance wildly with the Torah, to be mecharcher b'cholos, like David HaMelech. So David HaMelech is Torah Shebaal Peh. So it makes sense that on the day that we celebrate the completion of Torah Shebichsav, Simchas Torah, it corresponds on some level to David HaMelech, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. Because what is a complete Torah without Torah Shebaal Peh? Just give me one second. V'isa she David hayaroy lios nefel. We know the tradition tells us that David was not supposed to survive infancy, even a few hours. Elisha Adam Harisho Nasan Lo Mishnosav Shivim Shana Vinola David Amelech Olaveshalom. Where did David Amelech get the 70 years of his life from? He borrowed it from Adam Harishon. How many years did Adam Harishon live? 930. Right? He gave 70 years of his life to David Amelech. Because Hashem told Adam and Chava that on the day that you eat from the tree, you will die. And the Pasuk says that Elef, Shanim, 1,000 years is like a day for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that means Adam's life was diminished to a mere 1,000 years. That was considered one day of life. Because he had to die on the day he ate from the tree. And he gave away 70 of those years to what? To David HaMelech. What's the point? Why is he telling us this? V'zeh yesh lefarish perish HaPasuk. Because we started with a pasuk in our parasha. What was the pasuk? Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. It's a wild interpretation. Look what he says here. Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. Anyone got it? Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. What does that mean? Zeh Sefer Hainu Torah Shebichsav Nasa Sefer Shalem. Zeh Sefer, if you want the Torah to be a Sefer, not a half a book, but if you want the Torah to be a whole book, then you need to what? You need to recognize Toldos Adam. Who are the Toldos of Adam? Not just the biological children of Adam Arishon. Hainu al Yedei David HaMelech. David HaMelech, who is the Tolda of Adam Arishon. And the fact that Adam gave 70 years of his life to David, to Torah Shebaal Peh, the sphere of Malchus, which is the sphere of David, corresponds to which body part? Malchus is Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh. V'zeh told us Adam Arishon, and this was the offspring, so to speak, of Adam Arishon. He gave away 70 years of his life to David. Al yado nasa ha-Torah sefer shalim b'shleimus. So zeh sefer, you want the Torah to be a sefer? Toldos Adam. Think about the Toldos of Adam. Think about David HaMelech. Think about Torah Shebaal Peh. And to whatever degree Torah Shebaal Peh is strong by you, so too Torah Shebichsav can be strong by you. But if God forbid a person has Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal Peh, right, then we don't have a full Torah. Then Hashem's Torah is not tamima, it's not complete, it's not whole. But who told us Adam Arishon? Al Yidei Al Yado Nasa Torah Sefer Shalim B'Shlemus, through David HaMelech the Torah becomes complete. Ki Torah Shebichsav Levad Einu Elachatzi HaSefer Rak Torah Shebaal Peh Mashlemus Osalvios Nikra Sefer Shalim. Okay? Last paragraph for today. Va'acher shachanani Hashem deya v'rachamav v'rov chasadav. So now that Hashem has given me this great insight, yesh lefarish al pi'an iskol ha'el, perish al ha'pasuk v'yas David shem. With this we can understand three words in Sefer Shmuel Beis. V'yas David shem. What does that mean, David made shem? Va'ayin b'zar kadosh, ma'asher perish al shem zeh ma'hu. It says the Dagon Machaneh Ephraim, I'll tell you what it means. David made a shame. What does it mean? Well, the fiyan is called El Yuvan. Shame is Gematria Sefer. Now, he has earlier pieces in the parsha that we skipped over where he talks about this as well. Shame is 340. Sefer is 340. He speaks about how the name of a person reveals their essence. And therefore, the name, so to speak, of Hashem is revealed through the Torah, which is both Hashem's name and Hashem's essence. Hashem wrote himself down and gave himself to us in a book, in a sefer. So sefer is gematria Hashem. Just like your name is your essence, the sefer, the ultimate sefer, the sefer of Chumash, the Torah, is Hashem's essence. Is how we get to know Hashem. So Vayas David shame. David is the one who gave Hashem a name, so to speak. It's only through David, whose Torah Shebal Peh, that Torah Shebichsav is properly understood. V'zesh Amar Kosev, Vayas David shame. David made a name. Hainu David Amalach Olav Shalom. Shu so Torah Shebal Peh. Who also the Torah Shebichsav Sefer. David HaMelech made this Torah into a Sefer. V'havein, and understand this secret well. V'gam sha'amarti al ha'pasek v'yaz David shem ofen achar, even though I once told you a different pshat, in v'yaz David shem, in Parshas Ve'era, he says, I'll tell you another pshat on this pasuk. Aval mikol makom, elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. But this is also a true interpretation. So it's the combination of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, which gives the Torah completion. And therefore, Dorosh Darash, without the drushes of Chazal, you only have half a Torah. So Rabbosai, we should be mechazik ourselves in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. Today, our Gemara Shir is actually going to focus, we're going to have a Shir on the importance and the halachos and the source of the rabbinic obligation of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, of studying the weekly Torah portion. Monday, Amir Tashem will get back to learning Maseches Avodah Zarah. But again, it's important, so important, that if you want to be a Jew who has a life of Tmimus, a life of Emes, a life of health, as we learned today, Elukus, Chochma, all the things we learned about today, it all comes from our connection to Torah and the light contained within the Torah. So we have to study Torah Shebichsav seriously, we have to study Torah Shebal Peh seriously, we have to try to uncover the Or HaGanuz, the hidden light, which is found within the Torah itself, and certainly learning Sefer Chasidus, as we do, will help us to hopefully tap into some of that light. And before you know it, the light of Hanukkah will be here. At the end of Simchas Torah, I always pull out a Hanukkah Sefer from my shelf, you know? Just to make sure that we don't, to remind ourselves, we don't have a, look at this, it's such a long stretch, no holidays, a long stretch, it's getting cold and dark, and but don't worry, the lights of Hanukkah are right around the corner. Okay, we should be zochet to study Torah seriously.